possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
By the way, our training camp coverage is powered by Genesee Brewing Company and Window Nation. We will get back into said training camp coverage here coming up later this hour. Still plenty to get into with the Browns with day two of camp here later on today out in Berea. But we got some very, very, very sad news yesterday, Danny Cunningham. I'm not talking about Ozzy Osbourne passing away. That was very sad. Which, by the way, like, I remember when I was a kid, the Osbournes, like the show.
Yeah.
And like, I thought Ozzy Osbourne was pretty old back then. And then on top of that, like all the health stuff he's had over the years, I thought for sure that man was like in his late 80s.
Yeah, I was surprised to see he was 76.
Yeah, when they said 76, I was like, that's really, like that's, no, it's not young, but I was like, I really thought he was older than that.
I did too.
But I guess that's also the effects of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, right?
So like, how are you going to transition out of this and the topic you wanted to talk about?
So much less tragic than that, Chase DeLauder being blessed, needing surgery on his wrist, and his season is probably over, and the dreams of him coming to Cleveland are certainly off the table, I think, this year. So here's the thing. Obviously, we didn't know that he was dealing with like a wrist issue that turned into a bigger problem back when we were all touting, like, why isn't he up?
We don't know that he was dealing with it at that point.
I thought the initial report was that, like, he's been dealing with like a minor wrist thing, like, you know, some pain, but it wasn't like stopping him from playing.
Like just before the All-Star.
Yeah, break. And then it became bigger, and then they realized it was like this fracture that he needs surgery for.
Right, so, but I think people were clamoring for him before this was a thing.
That's probably true.
I mean, because correct me if I'm wrong, but people, including myself, really wanted him up here during the midst of that losing streak, and that was before a wrist thing popped up. Like, the first I saw about a wrist thing was a little bit before maybe 4 or 5 days before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And these things, of course, happen fast, and we have seen, you know, we've seen Jason Kipnis had this injury here. Jose Ramirez had this injury here. So this is not some thing that I do think it some senses comes out of nowhere a little bit. And his does seem to be a little bit more complicated than that. Like, it wasn't just one swing that fractured this bone and caused him to need surgery the way that I do think it was with Jose Ramirez and was with Jason Kipnis when it happened. But it's a bummer because I think they need to find out about him.
Yeah.
They need to know whether or not he's going to be a good Major League Baseball player. And of course, you're not going to know for sure if he got 2 months in the big leagues or 3 months in the big leagues this year, but you'd have more information on him. And that's part of the thing that I think the Guardians have been dragging their feet on, is he has been somebody that, to me, And everybody else, except for apparently the Cleveland Guardians, has looked like somebody that is ready to be in the major leagues. And yes, he has dealt with a number of injury issues, which I think is part of the reason why he wasn't at the big leagues much, much earlier than he is right now, because he's not been able to stay healthy. But my whole thing was, well, he's not going to be able to stay healthy forever. Why not have him in the big leagues while he is healthy and performing? Because he had gotten on base in every single AAA game that he played this year. He was performing. He was showing he's ready to be in the big leagues, and they continue to drag their feet as far as calling them up. And now they're going to enter next season, in all likelihood, having no idea about him as a Major League Baseball player, and that makes this a lost season for him.
Yeah, I mean, like they, I know Zach Mizo mentioned this with Earl and I several weeks back, or maybe like a month back now. The Guardians basically said during spring training, like, Chase DeLauder will be here at some point this season. Like, they made that pretty clear. They might not have said it that deliberately, but they made it, they implied that their goal was to have him up at some point. And I can understand to a degree where it's like, yeah, he's had injury issues throughout his career, so we want to give him some time to, you know, stay healthy and whatever. But to your point, Danny, and I agree, at some point you just had to rip off the bandaid and be like, okay, maybe we don't have enough information, or I don't even want to say enough. They have a process in how they evaluate guys, and they want them to have a certain amount of at-bats and all that. So maybe it was about, like, he hasn't reached the threshold that we're comfortable with yet. Maybe it's about, like, screw your damn threshold, throw it out. Like, just get him up here, because he was healthy for a stretch there, and you could have used that bat in your lineup, and you could have at least used it to start evaluating who he is as a player. And I said that at the time. Like, get him up now before he does get hurt again.
Yep.
And so this is now turning into, like, maybe one of the biggest, like, what-ifs in this organization's history. Like, what if he... Because we don't know. Like, he could get hurt again. This might just be a thing for him, and that's unfortunate. But what I think, like, for me, next year, how they approached it this year is how they approached it this year. There's nothing you can do now. He's not coming up in 2025. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
If they start next year and they're still touting this whole, like, well, we need to see him do it at AAA a little bit longer. We need to see him stay healthy a little bit longer. So he's not, he better be on the major league roster when the season begins next year.
Oh, there's no chance of that.
If for nothing
there's
else,
no chance of that.
To be like, all right, we finally, let's start figuring out what we have in this guy. And this is assuming he's healthy through spring training too, because that's part of the problem, is he got hurt in spring training. But if he's healthy at the end of spring training, he better damn well start 2026. Nope. On the MLB roster, because this guy showed you maybe with a wrist issue that was flaring up, maybe not. We don't. It's kind of nebulous, like when it all sort of started, that he can hit AAA pitching.
Yeah.
He was on like a 10 game hit streak while these beginning conversations about this wrist injury started popping up. So I don't know, man. Like,
but that is not how they operate.
It's not, but it,
like,
should
he
be.
Is not
why
going
waste
to,
him in AAA again?
Because that's how they operate, Spencer. Because
so
that
stupid.
Is exactly how they operate. And
so
I would bet that he's not going to be in the big leagues until May next year. I would bet that the first month of the season, he's not going to be with the Guardians.
So we get to have this conversation all
yes,
over
because
again.
They care about service time manipulation. They care about him not being a Super 2 guy. They care about all those things.
But isn't service time manipulation like 4 weeks that you... It's only like 4 weeks that you need. I guess
what's
that's
4
May.
Weeks? That's May.
Well, now the season starts in March, so we could, you know, it could be end of April. Just saying.
It's going to be May. That's how it goes. He's not going to be... He will not be on the roster to start the season. They don't do that. Who have they given that green light to ever? Guys that have not had long term effects on the team. Like, other than Tyler Naquin, who started the year, his rookie year, on the big league roster, and then obviously did not last.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at daftgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because he's currently back in A-ball, trying to make it back as a pitcher at this point. But Francisco Lindor, they didn't bring him up until the middle of June.
Yeah,
and you
that.
Could make the
yeah.
argument that in 2015, if they bring him up 2 weeks earlier, that's
when
a playoff team.
Did Naylor come up like the year prior for a little bit, and then they brought him all the way up the next year? I can't remember.
Bo Naylor was in AAA
no,
too long.
I'm talking about Josh Naylor when Naylor first came up.
I don't remember
up.
That.
Yeah, that's the one I forget. It's like a nameless gray face in my head, but I remember somebody who just like started the season. I could be completely wrong.
Well, it's everybody. But it might as well be a nameless, faceless person because it's been everybody.
Yeah.
They are very, very conservative with these guys, with their timeline of bringing them to the major leagues. And I do think it's to a point where they don't really have proof of concept with a lot of them. Because
that's the important part. That's the thing
that bothers me is they've been doing it this way and it hasn't proven to work because what hitters have they developed that they've held them back? Who's it worked out for?
The last
like
hit,
Jose
yeah.
Ramirez, they brought up probably too early and then he had to go back down. And nobody expected Jose Ramirez when he was a minor league baseball player to be what he is.
He was not seen as what he is. No.
Right. He was not expected to develop into what he has developed. So I don't even think
that is worth
bringing up here.
You could say they developed Francisco Lindor, but I think Francisco Lindor
He was too late to come up.
True, but I think Francisco Lindor was like one of these otherworldly talents.
He was such a can't miss guy.
He was going to be good no matter where he came up, but they could put a feather in their cap for that one. I mean, to a degree, like they kind of developed Josh Naylor into like a power hitting guy, just who strikes out a lot and sometimes is kind of lazy, but like, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, I wouldn't call that a super success story.
No, for sure. And that's the thing. Like, you're right. That's the thing.
And
that
even then, he spent most of his minor league career with a different organization.
Right.
Two other organizations.
That's the thing that gets me, though, is what you're saying right now. Like, what evidence do we have of this? We know we can spend segments talking about the number of pitchers, like we can.
I won't question anything they do to develop pitchers. I won't question that. They have proven that is they know how to do that.
If we played like there's the game where you just like name random, you know, sports figures. We could do that with just like name Guardians pitchers that started in their farm system and turned out to be good. Like there's a long, long list of those guys that have panned out. We don't question, and we can do that with those guys. We're struggling to name batters that they've actually developed, and that's the biggest problem for me.
That's the issue.
It's like, you have this process. I get it. Everybody does. They think they have the best way to evaluate talent, and it's across sports, over other teams, whatever. Analytics are a big part of this game in all sports now as well. Like, that comes into play. But what proof do we have that it's worked? They've been touting these middle infielders, Brian Rocchio, Tyler Freeman, Gabe Arias.
They had at one point like 8 middle infielders on their 40-man roster, and none of them are actually good.
And none of them have really panned out. The best we can say is that Rocchio showed up in the playoffs last year. That's all we got.
And he did, and credit to them. But like, their best middle infielder is Daniel Schneeman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no offense to Daniel Schneeman, but that's not exactly a World Series winning formula.
And Bazana, I think, has a chance to be good, but like, given this organization's history of developing hitters, like, are we sure about that?
Well, I do wonder where he would be right now had he not had the injury, the oblique injury that cost him 6 or 8 weeks this year. Like, I think that, and listen, that's not.
Are we holding out any hope that he gets up here before the season's over? Or that he's like a September roster expansion edition.
Are we talking about the Guardians? Like, are we talking about this organization doing being aggressive with that?
The one
no,
with the stadium that's over
no,
there.
There's no chance of that. Like, and maybe had he not gotten hurt, that would have happened. But I look at it as okay, he's probably going to be in the minor leagues until next July because that's how things work here. They're not aggressive with prospects. That they're not aggressive with hitting prospects, and they've not been good at it. Like, I hope Bizana pans out. I don't know that he's a can't miss guy, but I hope that he pans out.
I don't think he was labeled as that coming out either. So all this conversation though is just more reason why they cannot miss the opportunity to buy in some capacity at the deadline, in my opinion. Because the one thing you could have held out hope for was like, all right, you need an injection of this lineup. If you don't want to do anything, okay.
Well, they
call
still
up Chase Slaughter.
Well, they still need it with CJ Kefas.
Yeah,
like they need
call
to call
CJ
him up
Kefas.
Too.
Like you had that in your back pocket. Now it's like, okay, you don't have that necessarily. If you're hoping to change something with this lineup, what are you going to do to maximize this? I just can't wrap my head around if they stand pat at this point. We were getting some tweets on the Guardians a little bit early in the show. We were talking about him. Jim Carrero says, I don't even know. I'm just going to leave it.
What's his name?
Correo. C-O-O-C-O-R-R-A-O. Correo. I think I got it.
Are you sure?
Anyway, I'm not going to say it again. This beating who they are supposed to beat stuff with the Guardians. They lost 10 straight. Why can't people just be happy that they responded with 11-13? It's baseball. Anyone can beat anyone. Lose, people bitch. Win. Well, who the hell did they beat?
Oh. Well, I don't think anyone's upset that they're winning. I'm very happy they're winning. Like, you should be happy that they're winning, but I just also don't think that... I don't want people to be tricked into thinking they're all of a sudden this juggernaut or World Series contender.
Right.
Like, it That's is the awesome the run they've been on, but they had to win 11 of 13 to become 51-50.
Yeah. Like, they're a game over 500.
Yes.
And that's the problem for me. It's like, how did we get to this record? There's the Guardian story can't just be, well, hey, they're winning now in July and maybe into early August. And they're playing inferior opponents. It has to be like, big picture, we saw this team go an entire month without being able to hit their way out of a paper bag. Like, what, like, there's something missing there. And I just think it would be a disservice to not maximize. Yeah, you're hot. Great. But now that you're back in the conversation, like, take advantage of that. Maximize it. Add to the roster. If they do nothing, it tells me they think they're fine. Everything's fine. And it's not.
Well, or it could tell you that they don't actually believe in this. Like, that could be it too, that they think this is fool's gold.
And they're just kind of riding it out because they're just going to let it be what it is.
Winning 11 of 13 can erase in the standings a 10 game losing streak.
Yeah.
But it can't erase the fact that it happened.
Yeah.
It can't erase it from.
It's burned into my memory.
No, it cannot erase it from your memory. And I think that is almost just as important.
Social media reactions, by the way, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. When we talked to Mary Kay about an hour ago, she mentioned potentially adding to one position group and not adding to another one, which I kind of found surprising.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.